You know, noting the passage of Ross Perot, there are lots of stories. You know him as a businessman, as a philanthropist, but also he was just a remarkable man. His partner, one of the founders of electronic data systems going back to 1962, is Mitch Hart. He joins us right now. And it's good to have you with us, even on a bad occasion like this.
Well, you're great to do this, and I know it means a lot to me, and I know it would have to Ross too.
So tell me, when did you meet Ross Perot? You were a military guy. When did you meet Ross Perot?
Well, I went to the Naval Academy, and you know, at the Naval Academy, life is very complicated as a plebe. All you want to be is anonymous. So all of a sudden, one day, the door slams open, and I'm with my two roommates, and a guy walks in here, and he says, "Is somebody in here named Hart?" Well, we're plebes, and so we were braced up against the wall. I said, "Yes, sir, I am." And he says, "Well, my mother told me to look after you." He promptly goes next door, and there were four senior first classmen, and he antagonizes all of them about Texas because they're all New Yorkers. So I had a very lively plebe year because of Ross.
And that was Ross Perot, whose mother told him to look after you. You do go way back.
That's right. They looked after me. But anyway, we became very close friends. Ross was a senior, you know, president of his class, a big striper and everything else, and I'm a lowly plebe with two other Texas plebes with him.
Well, he went off and eventually wound up at IBM, and then you guys split off and founded EDS. So when did you get back together again after the academy?
Well, when I had left the Marine Corps after 5 years, Ross was in IBM and was extraordinarily successful, the best salesman they ever had, and all this. And so I come back and start interviewing. And Ross found me. Fortunately, he did, because they had this was IBM, and IBM was very strict and, you know, right, about everything they did. And I was a 5-year veteran of the Marine Corps, and I wasn't very much into BS and mm-hmm. other types of thing. And these guys were trying to interview me, and it was not going well. Ross walks in and gets me and drags me out of there. And we sit down and form EDS.
You found an EDS?
I never went to work for IBM.
So this was, what, 1962? Is that right?
62.
And at the time, I mean, EDS must have been a hard sell. I think a lot of companies didn't understand, you know, what information technology was and why on earth they needed it. You guys had to be pretty good salesmen.
Well, it was very funny because we'd go out. I'll never forget the first sales call I went out to sell this guy. And he says, "I'm Mitch Hart with Electronic Data Systems." He says, "You're what with who?" And so I didn't work for IBM very long, but before Ross found me and we started EDS.
You know, a lot of people know about the philanthropy, or at least they think they do, from Ross Perot, and you look at, you know, EDS and Perot Systems, and the business acumen's remarkable. But and we know him as a presidential candidate, I guess. But what can you tell us about Ross Perot as the man, maybe that people don't know and understand?
The thing about Ross that you can never forget is that anybody that he ever met, he remembers. He was always very, very kind to people. He cared about people, and he'd do all kind of very odd, interesting things just because of other people.
And he did. He liked to do them anonymously, too. He did all sorts of stuff.
Yes, he did. Many things that he did you'll never hear about. And Ross wanted it that way because he wanted what was done, not who he was.
You remember the Eisenhower dinner when all the Joint Chiefs of Staff were there? They started talking about his calls to the Pentagon and the service people that he would help out.
Absolutely. Well, you know, both of us went to the Naval Academy. I went in the Marine Corps and he went to the Navy. But it was something that meant a great deal to all of us. When I ran into Ross, I was a brand new plebe. Didn't know anybody or anything. So he was a really very senior guy, first classman, striper, everything you could possibly be. And he was kind to me and to other people that are around him. Wonderful guy.
You know, and you guys invested in lots of different things. Obviously, you went off, and we had Ken Langone on not too long ago talking about you and co-founding a Home Depot, which turned out all right. But Ross Perot had a lot of investments.
Well, it was funny because, you know, we founded Home Depot. I had already left Ross and was doing my own thing at that time. And Ken went to Ross and tried to get him to found Home Depot or fund Home Depot.
Right.
And Ross didn't like Bernie, and Bernie didn't like Ross. Bernie said Ken said to Bernie, "Who are you and what you doing?" He says, "What kind of car do you drive?" And he says, "I drive a Cadillac." And if you remember Ross's accent, he says, "My people don't drive Cadillacs." So this went on twice. And then they left, and Ken left with him, and he calls me, and he says, "Mitch," he said, "I got this guy I want you to meet." And that's when I met him, and that's when we found it at Home Depot.
Yeah, but I remember Perot invested in all sorts of things. I know he invested in the toll tag with David Cook, and Babbage's was one of his investments. And he even went up and had a sort of a Sam's Club-type operation for a while, if memory serves.
He had everything in the damn world. He's a wonderful guy. One of the kindest people I've ever seen in my life. Absolutely cared about people.
And he will be sorely missed. He did a lot of good. We've interrupted Mitch and Linda Hart on their certainly deserved vacation, but wanted to hear his thoughts about Ross Perot and the passing of Ross Perot. Mitch Hart's the former president of EDS and founder, and it's good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you.
Thanks a lot. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.